This is KNKX. The defending champion Seattle Sounders are preparing to host FC Dallas on Tuesday night in Major League Soccer's Western Conference semifinals. The Sounders beat Los Angeles FC in the opening round of the playoffs this week. We learn more from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, it was a pretty decisive victory against LAFC, 3-1, and the Sounders were even down a few players due to COVID protocols following international play. That will not be the case against FC Dallas.
Yeah, they should have a full complement, but again, it's 2020. Who knows what's going to be happening between now and Tuesday when they play Dallas, but there was a lot of mystery attendant to what happened in Tuesday's game against LAFC. The Sounders knew they were going to be missing Gustav Svensson and Xavier Arriaga because of the quarantine protocols that MLS players have agreed to follow once they get out of international play. But LAFC was down four people, including Diego Rossi, the Golden Boot winner. That's the MLS's biggest scorer every year. And it really did compromise LAFC, I think, in a big way. It doesn't diminish the Sounders' win, except it just does call to attention how disruptive COVID-19 has been to all the sports teams who continue to operate as the virus rages. One of the other Sounders victims was Raul Ruiz Diaz, who was actually infected while he was in international play, recovered, and then was known in MLS parlance as a recovered person and allowed to participate. Apparently, he had enough antibodies to protect himself and others, so he was allowed to play.
And that turned out to be a very big deal for the Sounders.
It sure did, because he scored one goal and assisted on the other two against LAFC. And I just wanted to call attention to Ruiz Diaz's play, because the more casual fans of the Sounders may not have been paying close attention to some of these guys. And the remarkable thing is the Sounders had three players on the MLS Best 11. That's the all-star team every year. Ruiz Diaz, Nico Ladero, and Jordan Morris. And that's a lot from one team, but they all richly deserved it, and they all scored a goal against LAFC. But Ruiz Diaz is special. And for novices to the game, keep your eye on this guy. In seven MLS playoff games in his short career here, he's got 8 goals and 6 assists. That is a return on investment like I've never seen in another player in MLS. This kid's remarkable.
And someone else who's had a major impact on the Sounders, Art, is their head coach, Brian Schmetzer.
You know, I think Brian Schmetzer is the most underrated coach in American sports. Just to point out one fact now, he's now won 13 MLS playoff games, lost 3 and tied 2 in his short time since mid-2016 as being the Sounders head coach. That's already 5th in MLS history in playoff wins. And the other part about it for Seattle fans, he's a Seattle guy. He went to Nathan Hale High School. He grew up as a player in the Sounders organization when they were in the North American Soccer League. And he's continued with his history with his club in a way that's, I think, unprecedented in Seattle sports history. And I think he and the Sounders are on the verge of a second consecutive MLS Cup, which would be also the 3rd in 4 years. It's a remarkable team, and he's been a remarkable coach.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.